Today's Aleph Masechta Shkalim, Daf Yud Aleph. At the end of yesterday's Daf, there was a teaching from Rav Yehuda Gudganiot in the name of Rav Meir, that the Kalim, the vessels of the temple, the Beis Hamikdash, such as the Shulchan, the bread, the table for the showbread, the menorah, the parochet, the curtains, and the Mizbeach, the different Mizbeach, the one on the inside for the incense, and the one on the outside for the animal sacrifices, the korbanos, are ma'akev, the korbanos. These need to be, in this means that the vessels need to be complete in the special size and shape, and the dimensions, but they also need to be in their precise location. The Chachamim argued and held that only the kior, only the washing basin and its base, need to be in their precise location. More Amoraim, more sages are quoted in support of Reb Meir against the Chachamim. The conclusion at the top of our Daf today is that there was no disagreement. The Amoraim were talking about the vessels inside, such as the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach Ketor, the incense Mizbeach, and the Chachamim, the altar, and the Chachamim agreed to this, but for outside, they only require the Kior, the washing basin, and its base to be in the correct spot. However, Halacha L'maisa, we require that the Mizbeach, the altar that's on the outside, to be in its precise location. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Bechira, in the laws of the building of the temple, in Perek Beis Halacha Alf, writes, HaMizbeach Mekomo Mechuvan Beyoter, says the Rambam, we have very precise information and knowledge of the exact place, location of where the Mizbeach is supposed to be, and it cannot be moved to any other place. And then in Halacha Gemel, the Rambam writes, Midos Mizbeach Mechavnos, are very specific. These measurements are very specific. And there's a tradition that's been transmitted one to the next, one generation to the next, of the exact dimensions of it as well. Mizbeach Shabanu Bnei Agola Kein Mizbeach Shasid Libanos. The Mizbeach that was built in the past is going to be the Mizbeach that will be built in the future. Asuhu Ve'en Lo Siva Midasov Loli Gor Menor. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken away from it. This is based on a Gemara in Zvachim that relates to the three prophets that went up with the exiles. Went up with the exiles after the 7 years of exile, went back to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the second temple, and one of the Nevi'im, one of these prophets, gave testimony on the size, shape, and location of where the Mizbeach is supposed to be. So this issue, of course, is on the list of questions in the contemporary discussion of restarting the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodah of the Korbanos. Just under 200 years ago, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, Zichron Levracha, Rav in Germany, wrote to Baron Rothschild, Anshel Rothschild, to get support to resettle and colonize Eretz Yisrael. He argued that it was not only permissible to bring korbanos, but an obligation. The Sefer, which eventually was published to address the many attacks and criticisms of his position, was called Drishat Zion. It was published in 1862. Among the issues were whether we may bring korbanos before Mashiach arrives. Can we bring korbanos without actually having a building of the Beis HaMikdash? The holiness status, the Kedusha of Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, Tumah, issues of impurity and purity, and of course the location of the Mizbeach, the actual location of where the altar is supposed to be, among other issues. Rav Kalischer argued that we don't need prophecy to know the location because we have remaining structures such as the Kotel and precise measurements from the Mishnah and other places of the dimensions of the Mizbeach. One of the main leaders in the opposition was Rabbi Akiva Eger. He argued that we don't have a precise tradition on how to measure using a tefach or an amma what these measurements actually are and so on, and we don't have sources that can help resolve this issue. Rav Kalischer argued that we must take an active role in bringing about the Geula. In his letter to Ben Rothschild, he wrote, Geula is Yisrael, Mashiach Tzikenu, Sharnachnu Chochim Lo Kol Yom, the redemption of Israel, and Mashiach, the coming of Mashiach that we're waiting for every day. Al Yachshav HaChoshev, Ki Pitom Yered Hashem, Yizbarach Shemo, Mishamayim Aretz, and Hashem all of a sudden is just going to come down from Shemayim to the Aretz, Lemor La'amo, and say to his nation, Su'u, go out, O Yishach Mashiach Pitom, and Mashiach is just going to poof, jump out of nowhere, and Shemayim Litkob, but Shavai is just going to start blowing a shofar. All of a sudden, there's going to be a wall of fire around Jerusalem. He says, Lo Kain, it's not going to be that way. It's not going to all happen in one day. It's going to happen in a stage process, piece by piece. It's going to be a tzmicha, it's going to be a slow and growing oriented process. Ad Yisrael yasechayel me'od bachrito b'kim kol yehudim avtachot shanavim kedoshim. And we have to play a role, we have to be active in the bringing about of that time in history.